time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Browns on Sunday.
Lamar, 28 points against the NFL's top-ranked defense. Do you feel like this offense made a statement today?
No, not really. It's still room to grow for us. You know, we're still building. We had mishaps on the field. You know, we had a fumble, gave the ball back to the defense after our defense made a great stop. I feel like we left points on the board. Every week we've been playing, I feel like we've been leaving points on the board by a little miscommunication, a little mishaps, but we just need to keep focusing and keep getting better. But I feel like we got the dub, so we played pretty good.
Mark, can you talk about the end of the first half? It's second and 26, long situation, 36 seconds left. You extended the play. What was your thought process of not running the ball out of bounds? Because you extended it until Zay had enough time to get open and you hit him on the 43-yard gain.
Just trying to make something happen. We didn't really want to be second and 26. Had a sack, I think, on that drive, a sack that kicked us out of field goal range. So I was ticked off because last week that happened as well. You know, we got kicked out of we had great field position. We got kicked out of range. So Zayden made a great play. You know, line gave me a lot of time to make a read and give him a great ball, and he made a great catch.
Was praising your ability to manage some of the higher level quarterback stuff, pocket presence. He was talking about ball handling, the smaller details of it. How do you feel like you are maturing as a quarterback in those areas of the game?
Just last week, I was just immature, you know. So just got to be week in, week out consistent with those situations. You know, me being a quarterback, me having the ball in my possession every drive. Just got to keep getting better at that, and just keep staying focused.
Lamar, you remember your first NFL start. What advice can you give to a young quarterback like DTR who had a rough night?
I mean, this is the NFL. Things like that are going to happen. You know, we don't want them to happen, you know. And he faced a great defense for his first start. Just keep being locked in, keep watching film. And sky's the limit for him because he's a pretty good quarterback. You know, his first game, first real NFL game besides preseason. So it's different. The atmosphere is very different.
Mark, did you feel like the mood in the stadium changed after you hit Mark for that touchdown right before the halftime?
To be honest, I wasn't really worried about the crowd or the stadium. You know, I was focusing on us going to touchdown, you know, just driving the ball down the field, just finishing in the end zone. That's what I was trying to do. We had a 2-minute drive going, just trying to focus on winning. We got the drive done. We scored.
Well, I guess how good does it feel to end a drive like that with a, you know, perfect throw like that to Mark?
It's pretty good, you know, but as I said, in the locker room, halftime, I stay locked in. You know, it's anything can happen. You know, a couple years ago, we were losing to the Colts in the fourth quarter, and we made a comeback. So anything can happen. You can't just get overwhelmed with scoring right before halftime because there's two more quarters left.
There's quite a bit of traffic when you hit Andrews for that touchdown. Was that just a case of, I mean, obviously you made a perfect throw, but it was also a case of just trusting your receiver on that one?
Oh, absolutely. I had to pay attention to the corner. You know, he was in the flat, but I believe if I had tried to shoot it to Mark, he could have made a play on it, probably intercepted it. So I just gave Mark a shot, and he did the rest.
Well, that's the first game in your career you've had multiple touchdown runs and multiple touchdown passes in the same game. Is that a function of this offense, your development as a quarterback? What do you credit that to?
Just taking what the defense gives me. And touchdowns is what we all about on offense. We're trying to do that and just trying to win at the end of the day.
How do you think your guys' use of motion, especially in that first half, maybe opened up things for either the run game or the pass game?
I believe we had great communication getting in and out of the huddle and having guys, you know, shift and do motions and stuff like that, because before, you know, we was rushing and not communicating well. This game, I feel like we did pretty well.
Now, I think you have 8 total touchdowns, whether it's rushing or passing so far. What kind of mindset do you have to have when you get around that end zone to actually get into the end zone?
Just what you said, get into the end zone. We trying to score, you know. I always got to go back to a few years ago. We was getting to the red zone and not scoring. And I believe a lot of that came with focus. And as we get into the red zone, the black zone, coach call it, we got to focus a little much harder just because we got our way down here. We got to finish in the drive instead of having to come on the field and kick field goals like usual.
All right. Thanks, Lamar.
Appreciate it.